I'm here with Jim Fitzroy at the Norfolk County Two-Ball Classic at the President's Golf Course in Quincy. Jim, how are you today?
I'm great, Liza. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's spectacular here. It's beautiful and the sun's out. That's all that matters.
Well, we've got a nice sunny day today and the wind's blowing a little bit, so that'll make the fellows think a little bit on some of their shots and, you know, where they got to place it on some of these severe greens we have up here. So should be an interesting afternoon.
So how many years has this tournament been going on?
Oh, this is better than 20 years now. It's sort of an offshoot of our Norfolk County Classic in the spring. We thought it would be great to have a little two-ball event to kind of wrap the season up, kind of season-ending event here.
How many guys are in the field?
I think we have about 140 this year. Pretty good field.
Some of the best amateurs in New England are here playing as well.
Yeah, the guys really support our events here, and we appreciate that. You know, I think they enjoy coming here. We try and welcome them with open arms and really make it a fun event for them to come and compete in.
So you have the bookend tournaments, you call it, the first tournament of the season and the last tournament of the season.
That's right. Good term, bookends. Yeah, it really does sort of block the season. I know a lot of the guys in the spring look forward to our Norfolk County Classic as the kickoff of the medal play season. And this is just a nice fun event to end the golf season competitively.
You're going to be tucking your course in for the winter pretty soon here. What things do you do to the course to get it ready for the season?
Well, we actually are open until mid-December or so. So we've got a little longer season because of our proximity here to Boston Harbor. But we'll go ahead and we'll be top dressing the greens a little bit more now. We'll be applying some chemicals to prevent some winter damage to the greens. We do a dormant season fertilizing here, which is something homeowners ought to think about for their lawns. Anytime after Thanksgiving, go ahead and put that fertilizer down, and then I like the window of sometime right after Thanksgiving and sometime before December 10th. So the grass is pretty much dormant, but the roots are still active and they're going to absorb those nutrients and give you a nice push in the spring.
What are some of the issues that coastal areas such as the South Shore of Boston, some of the golf courses face for the superintendents?
Well, one thing here is we don't get the snow cover that you get inland. So there can be some wind damage here that you probably wouldn't see with an inland golf course. The other issue, and I think every superintendent in the world is afraid of this, is long-term ice cover. Snow cover's a nice insulation. Ice cover kills grass.
You had an exciting time recently. You were at the 2010 Ryder Cup in Newport in Wales. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, Liza, it was an absolutely wonderful time. The golf course was absolutely spectacular. Very American-style golf course. You know, you go over to England, you hope to see a links course, but this was very reminiscent of a golf course set in the valley in Western Massachusetts or Southern Vermont. It was in wonderful condition, really primed for the Ryder Cup, and it was great watching the players grind it out over there. It really was. And Wales pulled out all the stops to welcome us. We really felt the customer service was wonderful, and they welcomed the Americans there, although they were cheering for the European team.
Celebration at the end was crazy on the course after they won.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was on an airplane heading home that day. We couldn't. My wife went with me, and she's a school teacher, and we really couldn't extend an extra day. So, but the flight attendants were Irish. I flew Aer Lingus. And when they started dancing down the aisles with the final score in their hands, I knew the Americans were in a little bit of trouble. So,
I was thinking of you with all the rain over there. I know that you're really good with irrigation. How was the course drainage over there with all the rain delays and all that?
The course drained amazingly well. Of course, it's a relatively modern course, so they put in a good drainage system. But that being said, they were still working with squeegees on the greens to get it playable from time to time. They had, I think they said 50 milliliters of rain, which is equivalent of about 3 or 4 inches. So it was a lot of rain in a short period of time.
Did you pack your rain suit? Did you happen to have packed your rain suit?
I did have a rain suit, and I did have waterproof golf shoes. And they're both all mud splattered and dirty, kind of drying out in my basement at home. I guess I've got to get after that this weekend and clean those up.
Definitely. Over in Wales, you had a golf tournament that you played in as well for the superintendents?
We did. The American Golf Course Superintendents Association officers played the Golf Course Superintendents of Ireland in our own little Ryder Cup match. And happy to say America prevailed in that match.
So did you play it right there at the course?
No, we played over in Cardiff, a nice old golf course called the Cardiff Golf Club. Just a wonderful old course built in 1920. Very reminiscent of a lot of courses around here, something like maybe like a Marshfield Country Club or a Potterham Meadows,
wow.
Something in that era. But a very, very fun time. We had a great time with those guys.
So this is a really random question, but they were talking about the accent, the Gaelic, how some of the fans, the PGA Tour players, couldn't understand them when they were asking for autographs. Did you find, when you were over there in your Ryder Cup style match, could you understand, you know, some of the Gaelic, the diction?
I find the Irish to be the most difficult to understand over there. In Wales, they spoke more of the British clipped accent, but the Irish really, really have that brogue, I guess it's called. And of course, they do still speak Welsh over there in Wales. It's a live language. The signs were in both English and Welsh. And in Ireland, Gaelic is still a live language. So I heard a lot of different dialects and a couple different languages in the trip.
So you're a little over halfway through your term as president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Can you sum up what's been going on for you?
Oh, it's been busy. I think the two things that I'm probably most proud of were our involvement in the We Are Golf Initiative and National Golf Day in Washington, D.C. Of course, government relations really was sort of my forte in my time on the board, but we actually sat down with some senators and representatives, not staffers, the actual congressmen, and were able to convey golf's positive message to them. The other issue that we've really been excited about is golf's drive towards sustainability. And GCSAA is the lead association in that. And we want to make sure that we have a sustainable game, a sustainable industry for future generations. So we look at what's good for the planet, our environment, what's good for the people that are using our facilities. And of course, the third leg of that stool is profit. You have to make money at it or we're just not going to have any industry. So we think the sustainability initiative that we're dealing with is really going to help propel golf through the 21st century. 22nd century, whatever we're in now.
Today's
2000s.
Well, today's 10-10-10, so.
Right.
We have our lucky day here.
Yeah, sure.
The Norfolk Coney Two-Ball Classic.
It wasn't lucky for my golf game today. I struggled a bit.
Did you have any jet lag coming back from the Ryder Cup? Or?
I think I still do.
Yeah, I was thinking that you probably do, Jim.
Still do.
I can tell.
Yeah, we were over there 8 days, so we were just starting to get acclimated to their time and then flew back to Boston. And now we're trying pretty well set now. I've had a couple good nights sleep, so we're getting back to normal.
Coming up in the future, do you have any big things coming up with the association?
Well, we have our chapter delegates meeting where we have a representative from all of our 100 chapters go out to headquarters in Kansas, and we meet essentially to set the direction for the association for the next year. So I'm looking forward to that October 22nd through the 24th, and then it gets pretty quiet until after the first of the year. We do have our budget and planning meeting in December, but come January, I get to go to Harrogate, England again, to the British Greenkeeper Association's conference and the PGA Merchandise Show, and then, of course, our event is in Orlando this year, so it gets active again at the first of the year.
And you'll be passing the torch on to someone else in February?
I passed the torch on to a gentleman named Bob Rehnquist from Boca Raton, Florida, and Bob is my vice president now, and we came on the board together, so I'm passing it on to a person and leaving it in great hands. Actually, so.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Liza.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.